Are the 49ers for real? They might be, but what I can tell you for a certainty is that the Rams are really bad. Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to episode of Pankcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossy. And, you know, 49ers fans, I've been getting some crap the past few weeks, rightfully so, because I'm like, the 49ers, they're a joke of the team. And last week, after they beat the Browns, I was like, all right, the real test will be is if they're able to beat the Rams. And they did it. Pretty effectively too, winning 20-7. And I saw the score without seeing the game, and I was like, wow, okay, I see you 49ers, you're for real. And then I watched the highlights of the game, and I got into it more, and I wanted to come on here basically to eat crow and be like, okay, like I was wrong. I was wrong about the 49ers. They're for real. They are a major, major factor and great team, and going to cause a lot of concern in the NFC. I can't say that. I can't say. Their defense, yes. Their defense is great. Their stats back that up. The offense to me, besides Kittle, didn't look amazing. But what I wanted to do for this video, I wanted to break down yesterday's game. I want to talk about the Rams, and I want to talk about the 49ers, and then I want to talk about looking at the 49ers. Are they the team, like, are they going to win the NFC West? I mean, after yesterday's game, just looking at the score, I was going to be like, oh, yeah, they're totally going to win the NFC West. But you put them up against a team like the Seahawks, but who, again, almost lose to the Browns because there's such a lack of consistency right now in the NFL. I don't know. I really don't know. And I can't even give you a yes, they are for real. You put up what they did against the Browns, you're like, oh, my God, yes, they're amazing. They did what they did to the Rams, and this is going to, I know this is going to sound really bad. I'm going to get crap for this. The 49ers did enough to win yesterday, but the Rams losing was more on the Rams because they were bad. Like, they were really, really, really bad. And I know they didn't have Todd Gurley, but they haven't been utilizing him anyway when they have him. They were bad. So let's just go through this, and I'll get to my point. So the first half, both teams looked terrible. Absolutely terrible. The Rams ran some of the most uninspiring plays I think I've ever seen in a football game. It's 3rd and 21, they're right near midfield, and they do a little like wide receiver dump off who gets no yards, and then they punt it away. Don't even try to like get in a field goal range or anything like that. Completely, and dump offs, holy crap, and checkdowns. Those were that literally was the entire game. And the first drive, it looked like it was going pretty well. Then that, like, they established the run game, and they were able to punch it in for the only touchdown they were going to get that day. And I was like, oh, okay, like, here we go. Like, this is going to be something, because the 49ers are number one in passing defense right now. They're number two in yards per game overall, and they're number two in points per game. So I was like, all right, they're going to run it down their throats. And then they kind of just, like, didn't do that anymore, but then there was no variety in actually what they were starting to throw. Now, in addition, the Rams decided to go for it. They got stopped in third, literally just by handing the ball up the middle, got completely clogged up, and they're like, let's just do that again. Completely got clogged up on fourth down. Again, uninspiring. Jimmy Garoppolo did not make great throws. He got picked in the end zone, but even like a lot of the throws that he made, it left it up to the running backs and the wide receivers and, of course, Kittle to make those plays and make something out of pretty much nothing, and because Jimmy G really wasn't making great throws in the first half. Now, you start talking about the second half, they're like, okay, it's 7-7, brand new ball game. Henderson, the first freaking play, gets pitched, he bobbles it, and because of that, the 49ers are able to take advantage of it, and Jimmy G winds up just sneaking it in, so it's 14-7. And I don't know if this game plan was they just don't trust Jared Goff, who has not looked good all year, But, like, they were just, like, bad. They were just bland as freaking hell. And the 49ers were like, I know what you're doing. You're going to either hand off the ball or you're going to do these stupid little dump-offs. And you're going to always hit the shallow routes. And we're just going to stop you before the first down. And there's nothing you can really do about it. And that's what they did. Because any time that Goff tried to go deep, he would get sacked. Because he held onto the ball for too long. And the 49ers defense was pretty damn good. And so the Rams' defense at the same time also looked terrible because Jimmy G, even when he's dumping it off, like, he's allowing those guys to make plays in that they're playing off them or they just can't tackle them. Kittle looked like a monster, by the way, and he's a phenomenal player. And then even on top of all of that, you get to the fourth quarter, the Rams are down, and there is zero urgency for them at all. They're just, like, content with these little, like, short, like, 3-4 yard passes. Nothing at all. And then the 49ers fumble with about 8.5 minutes left in the game. And they're like, here you go. You can have this game. You can do it. And the Rams continue to do nothing with the ball. And some of that, yes, you say that absolutely. It's the 49ers defense who has looked great for the past couple weeks. The stats back that up. But damn, the Rams were terrible. They stunk up that field. And they just got outplayed. And it not necessarily was the offense. It was just they had no game plan going in there. Or if they did, they couldn't execute diddly squat. Now, the 49ers are 5-0 right now. There's only one other undefeated team, and that is the Patriots. They've beaten the Buccaneers in week one, then the Bengals, the Steelers, the Browns, and then the Rams. Out of those teams, the Buccaneers obviously giving teams a lot of trouble, but it's the Rams are really the only team that you're like, okay, this team is like a legit team that you could beat. And so, right now, they're number one in the NFC West, rightfully so. I don't think they've played amazing competition. And looking at Jimmy G's stats, right, he has nearly a 70% completion rating, which is good, has over 1,100 yards, has 7 touchdowns, but has 5 interceptions. And it's the defense has been doing well against these terrible teams that have allowed them to get off to this quick start. And so I'm looking ahead, right? They're going to kill the Redskins when they play them. And then when you get to the Seahawks, you know, things get a little bit more interesting. But I don't know if I am able to be like, this is an elite team. This is a team that is like, oh man, they're going to make like a deep playoff push. Because based on the performance, if you look at just the score yesterday, you're like, wow, they're really good. But if you look at this, you're like, oh, wow, the Rams are really bad. And listen, the 49ers took advantage of that. They were able they had some turnovers that were bad. But they were able to take advantage and do enough to win, which is great. It just, for me, like, if you're ranking, like, the top five, right, I feel like the 49ers, you can put them in the top five now. I say just because, like, their record and just because their defense is playing so well. But, like, I don't know if they're going to be able to beat teams like the Saints. I don't know, and we'll see, if they're going to be able to beat teams like the Packers. I don't know if they're going to be able to beat even the Panthers. Like, I don't know if they're going to be able to compete against them. So what the 49ers and their fans should enjoy the run that they're on. I just don't know how long it's going to last. And again, I came on here before even looking at the highlights, and I was like, all right, time to eat some crap, because I was wrong. I have no problem admitting that. But, yeah, God. I can't, like, be like, yeah, they're the best team in the NFC right now. I can't, because I don't think they are. I think the Saints are a better football team than them. I don't know even if they're – I don't think the Rams are going to win the division. I think it's going to come down to the Seahawks, but the Seahawks really didn't look great either, because they the freaking Browns – oh my God. There's just no consistency in the NFL this year. And even the Patriots, you know, in the first half really struggled against the Giants. It's like, there is not a single team right now that I'm looking at as like, wow, that team is really, really good. I don't know who that team, I don't think that team exists this year, even with the undefeated 49ers and even with the undefeated Patriots. Because I think they both have had the benefit of having easy schedules. And again, they knocked off the Rams. It's something that's definitely a feather in the cap. But I just, like, I can't put my stamp of approval on it. So we'll see. Because listen, when the Packers play the 49ers, like, that'll be put up or shut up time. But I'm curious to see what you think down below. Do you think that the 49ers are a real team? Do you think that they're one of the best teams in the NFC? Let me know what you think down in the comments below. You can always find me at TomGrassyComedy.com or at TomGrassyComedy. All social media, see down below. Check out PatCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course YouTube. And a big shout and thank you to all the Patreon members over at Patreon.com/TomGrassyComedy. We'll be streaming tonight. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi. And as always, go Pack Go.